Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life we're heading. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader. Ian Goldberg, he is the CEO of Signature Media. He's the former founder and CEO of iSport 360, which was always about improving youth sports experiences for the kids, the parents, and the coaches. One of our favorite guests. He's returning along with another one of our faves, Mike McAleese. He's a movement coach, a Hall of Fame massage therapist, owner of the Somar School of Massage and Reflexology, and the Sports Doctor's Inn with some upcoming guests. Dr. Bob Wisdom, your emails. Hey, Ian Goldberg, welcome back to the Sports Doctor, my friend.
Hey, Dr. Bob, great to be back.
You know, give us some background, Ian, on yourself. I don't know how long you were on iSport 360 the first time we had you on and watching you in all this exciting time, how many years ago. Give us some background on you, iSport 360, dash, signature.
For sure. Yeah, I think you and I were on the radio show together about 8 years ago when I launched iSport 360. And as a sports dad and coach, I just wanted to put out great newsletters and articles and an app to help parents and kids and coaches have a great youth sports experience. But you happened to have reached out a few weeks ago at one of the most exciting times for me because my company was acquired by a company called Signature Athletics, which is helping me to propel our whole mission. They are smart people, and they're putting resources behind
it. Welcome to the
this.
Propulsion. to the propulsion, Ian, like we've
it's
talked
great,
about. You know, I've been talking
time.
About childhood obesity for 30 years, let alone high-performance youth sports. And what attracted you and I, besides our families being so well-connected, which we didn't even know when you were first on the show, that was our exciting story as we found out my sister called me. She should rest in peace. You had Ian on the show. We talk about these friends for years. But your attention to the communication side, something, you know, I've had psychologists, sports psychiatrists. I had a Taoist on from the Netherlands a month and a half ago. He's talking about 2,500-year-old points that was important today, as they were then, in areas, again, of communication between the kids themselves, their coaches, their parents, in the whole world of youth sports. That was iSport 360 all the way when you started that, wasn't it?
That's correct. And I love the 2,500-year-old Chinese wisdom, because one of the great lessons I learned is that sometimes the instructor can become the stumbling block. And in today's world, that means sometimes the parents are trying so hard to help their kids be successful, they actually become the stumbling block in front
of
their kids.
Well, as you speak, we all picture the overzealous parents on the sidelines. We've all seen it. If anything, 2 days ago at the Ryder Cup, you saw the kind of behavior that we're dealing with when it comes to, and the more talented your son or daughter is, the more the pressure. And that's before they started paying college athletes. And that whole
move.
A scheme of things, and our goal has always been in youth sports, real simple. Number one, prevent problems. Prevent the explosion of overuse. Too much throwing, too much jumping. You know the story as I go back 4 decades in the world of figure skating, where we're talking about these kinds of forces, specialization. You know, we've had numerous articles on iSport 360 talking about some of that. As you were starting your whole newsletter, and we were really watching you get more and more involved in this whole educational side of these kinds of challenges is overuse and overscheduling is numero uno in youth sports. And we're all familiar with overzealous, crazy doctors and or coaches. Besides the parents' situation, what are the new things you're excited about when you're looking to combine both of these worlds? Tell us a little bit about what Signature is all about.
Yeah, so Signature Athletics is a great company. They are so immersed in the youth sports industry because they sell youth sports uniforms and youth sports gear, and they run youth sports camps. They actually even have their own foundation, which does a lot of good in youth sports. So to bring my newsletter business and our audience of 3.5 million sports parents together with Signature Athletics just made a whole lot of sense. You know, but Dr. Bob, for me, one of the most important things that we are going to continue working hard on together is keeping positivity in youth sports, because we see so many bad actors and bad behaviors.
Hey, do you got room for including fun? Right.
Yes.
This is what you're really, really talking about. That has to be included. And again, the more serious we start, when you're talking traveling teams and club teams, let alone some of these elite, I mean, the 2010 Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, was 10 when I put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old figure skater skates. We're already there specializing very, very early. All the years with the great ex-Yankee and Cardinal pitcher, Lou Vickery, had a show in the Panhandle called Lou in the Morning. I showed up once a month for a few years with the Sports Doctors In segments, and he would talk about these young pitchers throwing every day, and he said, holy cow, Tommy John surgery, 15% of these kids. So those kinds of overuse problems, even though I might be a low extremity a specialist, but so much is involved overall, and then you get to the mental game, that side of it. That's why every time you were on the show, Ian, I always asked you how your sports psychology skills were.
That's right, because we think about ACL injuries and Tommy John surgeries, but the same thing applies to overuse of our athletes' minds, and I think we're burning them out way too young.
Well, Ben said, hey, Dr. Weil, don't you understand if my daughter doesn't take 2 Advil twice a day, her shins or her ankles are killing her playing volleyball 12 days a week? Or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Soccer, another big area. You know, every person physically wants children growing up, you've always talked about it, to play multiple sports, use different parts of their body, and experience different things. That's great, unless you're a ballet dancer, or a figure skater, or a gymnast. Okay, tennis and soccer, where you might see 12, 11, 13-year-olds, that's all they want to do. It was a feature article I did in LER Magazine, I know I shared it with you guys, called The Prodigy Sports, where we were dealing with these kinds of challenges, the necessity of getting physical therapy involved, and many times mental coaches. Again, everybody trying to concentrate on, I had referees on the show, Ian. They can't get youth sports referees or umpires because don't want to be involved with the hassle. So I know you've talked about that in a couple of your newsletters, but you guys always paid attention to initiating communication, and that's what I felt you were trendsetters in.
Well, let's set one action item for your audience today, and that is we talk about the benefit of multiple sports, but it doesn't mean your kids should be playing multiple sports every season. So it doesn't mean 3 sports in each season. That's a problem.
Well, you remember the lettuce sweaters, don't you, man? Hey, and again, an athlete, by the way, and you've seen it now, bigger, faster, stronger in every aspect of the game. Women's sports, unbelievable. And again, some of these different prodigy sports. What's the website people can go to find out all about Signature?
Yep. So the address is www.signature-media.com. Signature-media.com.
Now, what's always interesting, we talk about, again, one of the principles of my show for, I don't know, four decades, give or take a few weeks, has always had three kinds of parts of it, whatever the topic. Number one was awareness of what we're talking about, who we're talking to. Number two is education, involving, again, whatever the topic happens to be. And number three was some action taken. In some respect, you know, regardless of these situations, and there's been so many great things, a lot of positives. NAYS, the National Association of Youth Sports, they celebrated their 40th year. I've featured them numerous times. Same thing. They would talk with military families, park districts, all of these non-school clubs, again, about can we educate these parents and coaches to know what they're doing? You know, can we make sure that safety is so important in so many different ways? And again, with all of that positivity, every expert I talk to admits we're treading water. And sometimes that disappoints the heck out of me, but that's one of the different challenges. What's the media side of a signature in what they're doing, Ian?
So we have always put out this Sport Parent newsletter when I was with iSport 360, but now we're expanding this. We're going to put out another newsletter for program directors and coaches, as well as for anyone interested in the whole youth sports industry and kind of the financial and business side of
youth sports. How's the sports medicine side of Signature, Ian?
Well, I'd like to continue featuring your content and other great content from this field in our newsletter because sports parents just need to learn. Certainly, like you said, the education part. But you know what? On the action side, we need to help parents not fall into the habit of pushing their kids into way too many sports and pushing them to overuse injuries and have a little bit of discipline and know when what is too much for your child.
Well, this has all been magnified times 100 by two things. One, of course, was the pandemic. And, of course, everybody knows number two is social media. And this turned everything upside down in so many different ways. And this is why the educational side is so important. Now, a lot of parents, again, if the kids are occupied playing sports, great. And the more the better. Which is usually what the biggest concern and problem is. You know, when I've written an article, it was called The Terrible Twos, and it was about too much, too soon, too aggressive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you start getting into over-the-counter. That's why I'm very excited about the whole new world of sports pharmacy. Athletes like Jessica Biel, who's the world of sports pharmacy, it never existed, talking about everything from supplements to some of these other areas. The importance, again, of the nutrition side when you're dealing with these kids. And, again, you know, the late, great sports psychologist, Jim Vickery, Ian, who shared my show with me in the 90s, like 5, 6, 7 years, he said, I got two bullet points for sports parents. He said, number one, don't be a critic in the car on the way home. And he said, number two, work on being a good listener. And these are the things he really paid big attention to. He worked with some of the biggest athletics. He also worked with some of the smallest concerns. And this is why we have on parent experts and the mental side, the sports psychologist. I'll throw in the Taoist. You know what the method? You know what the 3 points of the Taoist was from a million years ago, Ian? Number one was simplicity. Number one is simplicity. Number two is compassion. And I'll leave it up to everybody to look it up to find out what the third thing is.
I like that.
Yeah, well, it really, really is so pertinent. How much of coaching did you do, Professor, with your kids?
Oh, you know, I did some quick math. Dr. Bob, I think I've volunteered 3,000 hours coaching my two daughters as they grew up. They're now, you know, one's in college, one's in high school. But 3,000 volunteer hours.
What sports?
Mostly soccer, which I continue to do today. A bit of basketball, a bit of flag football. But we had a lot of fun with my girls playing sports growing up.
Yeah, so we see, again, you know, soccer. There are a few sports. For years, the worst shoes in the world were the shoes for soccer. The biggest problem with heels and growing kids is inflammation on the growth center in the heel. So what do children's soccer shoes have? Cleats right under the heel.
The worst.
Yeah, really, in many, many instances. And they always rate high on the contest we have. And maybe once or twice a year, the question is, what sports require the best athletes? And soccer gets a lot of votes in many instances. And so does sometimes on basketball. And so it did, when you, that's a lot of hours, 3,000 hours. And did you find, again, that you felt that the stressing the communication side where you could have people, hey, listen, take a deep breath and relax a little bit. Enjoy what you're doing because it goes by so fast that all of a sudden you miss it as a parent. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So my number one piece of advice for every coach out there is if you can coach with love and convince every parent on your team that you truly care about their child, the parents will lay off you and stop criticizing your X's and O's and decisions, and they will relax on the sidelines.
Yes.
So
that's why I brought Dr. Vickery. Dr. Vickery, when we went to give 1,000 different talks to different schools and clubs and whatever, I would be talking about when to use ice, what's the best shoe, what about injuries, and Vickery would talk about the mental side. I knew the time would fly by with you, Ian. Again, we'll have to follow along with you like we always do. Give us again the best site people could find you.
Yes, so it's www.signature-media.com, and we're always looking for world-class sponsors who want to be part of our great content and reach our youth sports audience.
Well, great. I want to thank you so much for joining me. And again, I always thought one of the great names was iSport 360. That's up the top title. So hold on, Ian. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care,
for better outcomes says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Sunny Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. We've got another one of our longtime fave guests, Michael McAlee, movement coach, Hall of Fame massage therapist, again, longtime owner, Somar School of Massage and Reflexology. Michael, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you for having me back, Bob.
Always great to have you on. Last time you were on, we were all excited about the fact that the solid medical evidence continued to come in regarding the therapeutic effect, the positive effect of soft tissue therapy, things you've been talking about for 40 years, give or take a few weeks, and things like that. My old colleague, Bob Guida. But give us some background, Mike, on you and the school and the world of massage therapy and reflexology.
Okay, a little bit about me. I've been a massage therapist for just over 30-plus years. So massage business, massage profession has been really good to me. We opened the school back in 2000, my wife and I, and our program is a very part-time program that allows people...
Your wife, Star.
Yeah.
Yes, hi, Star. Go ahead.
So we started the school, and it was based on helping folks who have to work for a living to maybe get a new career or a second job or a new gig. So we are one of the few schools in the Chicago metropolitan area that are part-time, and we never ask anybody to quit a job. And our massage therapy program is a diploma program. So with that said, there's a lot more information.
Excellent program. I've spoken at your facility a couple of different times where we were really talking about the role of the foot and biomechanics, the role of orthotics, and it's been that massage therapy has been part of my sports medicine life longer than you're in business, although I don't want to age myself, Michael. Matter of fact, when you and I think we first crossed paths, we were both at the same one of the ice skating situations, and we were doing some sports medicine for the group way back when, with Candy Brown. Candy Brown was Evan Lysacek's first coach. Of course, Evan's the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist. He was like 9 when I put orthotics in his skate. So again, you were always paying attention to the sports medicine world as well as making it available again, because massage therapy is a big business, isn't it?
Now it's a very big business. I mean, our students are, when they graduate, they get their license, they are getting jobs. So the job market out there is really good for massage therapists right now.
Yes, and if you do programs online and whatever I think you do, then you can have students from out of town, correct?
Yeah, I wish I could do it online, but I cannot. It's only in-house.
Oh, interesting. Okay, and how's your Hall of Fame career going with massage?
Well, my Hall of Fame is just like anybody else's Hall of Fame, is in name, and people say congratulations, and it doesn't really bring me more clients, but that's okay. That's not what it's about.
Well, it's always been interesting. Yeah, what's always been interesting, Michael, is again, for years, when I would have chiropractors on, and I've had dozens of chiropractors on, both in the area of nutrition and in the area of massage therapy, they were by far the first profession to include your world in almost all their offices. They also were real leaders in the area of nutrition when it became involved. Now, of course, when we're thinking of massage therapy, we're thinking of any of the sports medicine situations, then the idea, again, of movement and that whole specialty is an interesting part of everything that you do, which is sometimes included, but a lot of times not necessarily in massage. But wasn't chiropractic one of the first places where you were part of their practice? I mean, your profession?
Yeah, the chiropractors did really marry into or had the massage therapy.
I'll tell you, they were way ahead of the MDs.
Yeah, they were.
For sure.
They saw the benefits of that. of being, you know, kind of like they work specifically with soft tissue and, of course, the structure as well. So knowing that massage can, we can actually aid in the chiropractic adjustment and continue with the healing via massage.
Well, that's what every professional team and every serious sports participant has realized. They have realized that deep soft tissue or soft tissue or massage therapy on a consistent basis is one of the greatest ways to help recovery, one of the best ways to enhance healing. And this is what I know you've spoken about numerous times when you've been on the show, that evidence kept on coming in medically, research-wise, that was the case, which was something, again, which is a big deal, correct?
Correct. And we have a lot to thank the Massage Therapy Foundation up in Evanston. Is the foundation that does grant research, monies for research. And over the years, I would say the last 20 or plus years, more and more research is being done on what massage therapy actually does. And it's great for healing. It's great for,
But it's interesting that you've seen the salon world, like our wonderful friend Denise Provenzano, Zano Salons, the salon world has included massage therapy in a very, very big way, and the health and wellness injury everywhere you go includes. Do you find that sometimes it could be watered down, as maybe you have these franchises, massage, and these franchises for the most part, are you confident that the quality stays good? You probably have a lot of your students in all of them.
Oh yeah, I was just going to say a lot of our grad students are working for these massage chains. Matter of fact, I have a business-to-business project going on with a few massage envy franchises, which makes it help. Now, you said something about watering down. There's two types of massage that we have. We have a wellness massage that when people go to Zano's, and their massage therapists are great. And then there's the clinical that deals with more of post-surgical, post-injury. But massage is massage. No matter what, it's going to help. Whether somebody is going to Massage Envy or Zano's, the bottom line is what massage therapy does for the central nervous system. It just calms it down.
Yes, in English, it enhances healing. It absolutely is a positive in many ways, even though most of the time, it's funny, it was like an analogy with orthotic therapy. Many times we'd always be thinking, people would think, there's got to be something wrong. Why is my son or daughter, or do I need orthotics? And we would be talking, well, let's talk if you would benefit. And the idea is the same analogy many times when it comes to the, when we had young figure skaters, their massage therapy once or twice a month was routine. And the idea, again, was to stay out of trouble and be able to really make a difference. Or the 80-year-old who's on their walking program or goes to the gym once or twice a week. Now, that's let alone the pickleball players. Where, the article I wrote in 2020, I wrote that pickleball is physical. I sent it to you. But no one knew how to spell pickleball when I wrote it. Now it's the biggest sport in the world. And they're all injured because you got these senior citizens. It is a physical sport. So, again, massage therapy, like you said, rehab is a big deal. How about the world of fall prevention? I know you've been very involved in the education side of what you do.
Fall prevention, it always goes back to the foot, as you know. So just being able to assess the client, how they're walking, what their gait is, we can see and educate the client on if they are at risk for falling. But it's also with the shoes that they're wearing as well. And, we've talked about that.
Oh, yeah, if you're buying mechanics. Again, if you have one person walking by in front of you who's very flat-footed, the next person who walks by you has got very high arches, the next person that walks by you has knocked knees or bow legs. So many times when we see that's why the two exercises that I've included even in my book over the years, that I've included is number one, strengthen your feet and ankles. I don't care what your age is. I don't care what your kid's age is or what their sport is. Strengthen, rubber bands is great, and work balance.
Oh, yeah.
Again, work on balance. These are the two things that we want included.
that is key, Bob. Like you said, given the exercises, and what I teach our students, both in the reflexology and the massage therapy diploma program, is looking at the foot first as we do our assessments, so we can educate our client what's going on about their movement.
Well, you know
strategy.
What's funny, Mike, that when I would be telling some of my chiropractic, I've had chiros again on the show for a million years, or regardless of how many therapists and doctors. And I'd say, we might sing the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the knee bone. And then my chiropractic friends would say, wait a second, I'm singing the back bones connected to the hip bones. So we would try to meet sometimes in the middle. But it all has movement in the middle of it. Now, my famous late great sports therapist, Bob Guide, I spent 40 years with him. He made such a big deal about the role of the foot. And he made such a big deal, he'd say, strengthen the opposites or the breaks of the body. Think of an athlete coming down from a rebound or changing direction or just, walking even more slowly because the gait has been affected. And the idea of trying to strengthen these stabilizers, that's why Guida made such a big deal out of balance training. Every one of his athletes would be balancing on mini trampolines over the years. Now, one might have a hockey stick in their hands. The other one had a tennis racket. The other guy had a catcher's glove, and he was throwing a different ball to all of them while they were balancing in different areas. But again, even if a senior citizen is working on balance exercises that they might learn from an education like yours, it can make such a big difference in all aspects.
In all this. Actually, age doesn't really matter, but as we age up, like I am,
join the party.
Nobody ever told me it was going to be this way, but I love
no,
it.
No, but so Michael, 80, again, I know, 80 is the new 60, and 70 is the new 50. There's no doubt about it when we see grandparents who are 54 years old, baby. And the whole idea. And that's why the new medicine has got 3 points to it. It's a big deal. You'll see it all about in the in LinkedIn today. Number one, eat smarter. I'll leave it up to you to define smarter. But number two, keep moving. And again, I'll leave it up to you. You want to walk? You want to play pickleball? You want to go to the gym? Number three, you must find ways to reduce stress and enhance recovery. And you're in the middle of that point three big time.
Yeah, rest and recovery is key. I mean, with massage therapy, research has shown that massage therapy does help with relaxation.
What's the best website, Michael, could find out about you, the school, and your work?
The best website is www.somar.com. Somar is spelled SOHMAR.com.
Where'd that name come from, Michael?
Well, my original practice, Bob, when you and I first met, was Holistic Massage and Reflexology Center. And then when we started the school, I thought,
I want to include when we come back. We're gonna be right back, everybody. Again, I want to talk about the world of reflexology with Michael. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide. School pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. GlobalSchoolWear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back to the Sports Doctor talking to longtime favorite guest Mike McAleese in so many different areas in the world of sports medicine. And again, one of the things that had always been of interest to me was not only I didn't realize what the letters were. Give me that when you have SOMAR. What was the original letters, Mike?
No, the original letters were Holistic Massage and Reflexology, and then when I started the school, instead of changing the name, I just threw School of Holistic Massage and Reflexology.
Right, you threw S in. But talk about again, what is a mystery to a lot of people, though it's changed a lot, thanks a lot to you, which is give us some of the bullet points and concepts of reflexology.
I like the way you said bullet points. Reflexology, it's no longer a theory. The science behind reflexology is that the points on the foot, on the top, sides, the bottom of the foot, they all correspond to different organs and systems of the body. And just by working with these points, in the light pressure type of work that I teach.
Now, you just said something major, Michael. Like you said that the theory of it now is included the fact of the science of it.
Yes.
Right? Did I quote you?
Well, yeah. It used to be a theory, but now it's a science.
That's a big deal. Right?
It's huge.
Big deal.
And the research that's coming out and the papers that are coming out is, it's just like, wow, it's fantastic. I mean, it's
how
just
far back? I mean, you know, you talk about, like, say, acupuncture, you know, 1,000 years. I had a Taoist on the show a couple of months ago. He's been on a couple of times from the Netherlands. He was talking about 2,500-year-old points of life and whatever, that they were as sensible and relevant today, whatever you're doing, let alone sports. Yeah. Compared to a million years ago, but how far back is reflexology, kind of?
Well, I always joke, it all depends on whose book you're reading.
Okay.
It goes back 1,000 or 2 years. It's been around a long time. People have always been working on it.
So paying attention, give us some of the organs of the body where reflexology makes sense in helping.
Well, symptoms. The research is showing, especially with the pituitary gland and the activation of the pituitary gland, of course, the pineal. Now, they're also showing what reflexology can do with the small and large intestines, so the whole digestive system. It's showing that it aids in.
What about the world of diabetes? What about the world of type 2 juvenile diabetes prevention or attention? Is there a connection?
Well, with diabetes, yeah. When we're working on the foot, of course, we're looking for any contraindications first. But the correlation.
And again, you might see, like podiatry, you might see numbness and tingling and sharp pain, and person might not have any idea because the foot's one of the first places. That's why the wound world and this whole amputation prevention is such a big deal. When Dr. Rubin says that 80% of amputations of the lower extremity are preventable in diabetics, this blew my mind. Why we had to get involved on the preventive side? So different. What are some of the organs, like you said, that are, or some of the symptoms do you see? You see a lot of chronic fatigue and a lot of these other kinds of syndromes. That probably are brought up by in the chronic pain world?
Yeah, pain management. Pain is, not only with massage, but reflexology. The science, the research behind reflexology and pain management, it helps calm it down.
Michael, again, we're all familiar with the nightmare of pain medicines, the whole opioid. Yeah. We were losing 100,000. You know, there's a gigantic area of pain management. And we're now paying more and more attention. So holistic things that make a difference, whether it's medical marijuana on the left, whether it's clean needles in the middle, whether it is scientific parts of non-invasive, let alone the mental side, is something that I think finally we're starting to see more and more attention being paid. Would you agree? Or am I dreaming?
100%. Agree with you, Bob. Just more attention is being paid. And when somebody comes in to see me for reflexology, it's just when we're looking at the foot, we discuss diet. And, if I see something that's on the foot, or I usually will tell the person, go see your doctor if you're concerned about what I'm finding.
Who refers? Which of the medical professions refer to reflexology just in general? Is it general practitioners, orthopedists, vascular people, podiatry?
It's more of the holistic practitioners, the doctors that
right.
are holistic.
The functional,
in their approach.
Functional medicine. Again, nobody knew how to spell it 10 years ago. Now, you know, the idea that our whole world is treating symptoms. That's why we're all used to it. Hey, 12 hours of relief, 24 hours of relief. Somebody woke up one day and said, hey, wait a second. What do you mean? It keeps coming back. What can we do about the cause? So functional medicine has become a big deal. And I guess general practitioners are really, really tapping into that, right?
Yeah, they are. I know Loyola University Hospital, their school of medicine, they are teaching alternative healthcare, as they call it. So they are getting into more of the functional medicine and the holistic approach. And that's benefiting us because I have, over the years, have gotten referrals from those types of doctors, which is really nice.
Now, give it the sports world. Whether you're talking about the young growing kid in junior high school or high school or the weekend warrior, the whole sports world, their sports medicine world, in both areas, again, massage therapy, you know, soft tissue, such a big part of it. And what's been some of the things that have excited you about some of that, those worlds of growth?
Working with kids, I mean, the more we can educate the parents on the benefits of massage therapy, the kids are more apt to, you know, stay healthier. And if there is an injury, let's say, you know, some kid with a header, you know, at least they know that massage therapy can help with some of the symptoms of, you know, just having their...
And won't you guys, you guys show up for some of the races and some of the different activities where you would have somebody there? Absolutely. For years, you would have somebody there. Maybe it was you. at the race, you know?
Yeah, we'll
the
be
Nathanville
at the
race
we'll be,
or any of these locals.
Pardon me?
I was wondering how long you showed up on the Prairie Path in Glen Ellen.
Over 30 years.
I was going to say, I used to run by you. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, we were with
And again,
for about
that gets such a big area, again, people paying so much more attention, again, it seems, on the proactive side. And I think that's, again, you've been a pioneer a lot of ways in that area. You know, you don't have to be hurt or sick to benefit. So, again, the reflexology might be included, like you said, the whole lifestyle medicine, functional medicine, again, the holistic side. And how helpful have you found all these years when reflexology, regardless of the condition, is brought into the equation?
I've seen a lot of cool things happen over the years, and things that astonish me is like, wow. You know, as we're working with the person, they're learning more about their body. So a lot of it is
What about the youth world? What are the age areas? Is it 3 to 103 when you're talking reflexology? Or is it, adolescents and up? What are the age worlds?
The age world, honestly, Bob, is the day they were born up until... I have never seen anybody at 300 years old just quite yet. They've acted like it.
I knew the time would fly with you, Michael. Give me again the website. People can find out about you and all your work and all these areas.
Sure. The website is www.somar.com, and SOMAR is spelled SOHMAR.com.
Again, could be anywhere in the country. People can contact you, take part in learning to get involved with scenarios.
One of the things, too, is I am offering our assistance as a massage school to different massage businesses and chiropractic.
Right, the business-to-business side. They could find out about that at your site also?
Yes.
All right, man. All right, hold on, Michael. Everybody,
sure.
Sports Doctor will be back with the Sports Doctors In segment.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue. Hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, welcome back. One of our favorite segments, not that I don't love my guests, the Sports Doctor's In, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little bit of Dr. Bob wisdom. We might answer a few emails. And again, next week, one of our faves, Robert Andrews. Robert, the founder of the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, with his wall of gold medals, the work he's done with the women's gold medal gymnastics team, Simone Biles, and that world, his work with the Navy SEALs, and his latest attention, really, that whole mental side of coming back from injury and that whole challenge. So we're looking forward to Robert also participated in our book. It's important as today as it ever was. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where he chimes in with one of the experts that we call on to add their two cents. Don Wirth, longtime friend. Don has been involved in the whole energy side of things, clean energy, the idea of reducing pollution, the idea of reducing costs for people on that whole energy side. And again, there's not a coach or a parent or a team that we're not talking to, whether with trying to look at trying to keep things in perspective. We'll be catching up with him the following week. Another big-time topic on the Sports Doctor, the world of addiction, the legal side, the mental side, the medical side. And Mark Astor will talk about the legal side in that whole world, whether it's, again, one of the biggest still addiction, the world of alcohol, or we're dealing with, again, the opioid crisis, the various aspects, have him tap into the legal side. One of our longtime guests, one of our favorite general practitioner sports medicine specialists, Tony Liazzo, will join us also and talk about where things are at with the whole world of youth sports. The sports medicine, he's dealt with Olympians and high-performance kids, we want to really chime into, again, the general practitioner's role
in this whole new point of the juvenile type 2 diabetes and getting a handle on this as best we can. So we're really looking forward to Tony returning. Again, my Dr. Bob wisdom, as again, we're just excited about today as I speak, the article on LinkedIn by Dr. Rubin regarding the new medicine. And the new medicine, again, number one, eat smarter. And again, you can't watch television for 2 minutes without diet commercials. And you also can be excited about the tremendous, one of the contributors to my book, RDK Sports Nutrition, Kathy Kate Davis, again, for years talking about when she was dealing with teams and clubs, the whole sports nutrition, or Jessica Biel, sports pharmacy, Dr. Friedman, sports cardiology, a lot of these new specialties that I've been talking about for all these years. So eat smarter. Be educated. Number two is keep moving. Again, endless possibilities. Walking's one of the best. You want to swim. You want to go to the gym. You want to do Pilates. You want to do yoga. Keep moving. Great choices. And number three, which has become such a big deal, the biggest topic in the world, with every guest I talk to, whatever their vocation, whatever their profession, is mental health. And this whole tremendous stress ball that we're under, and that's without politics. Post-pandemic, again, another contributor to the book, one of our favorite guests, Dr. Denise McDermott, an adult and child holistic psychiatrist. When she was on 10 years ago, she was talking about the concern of the effects of social media with these kids. And again, the necessity of trying to teach the earlier the better through the school systems, et cetera. I wrote an article in 2008, which was, let's get them walking. We wanted to include walking in school curriculums, again, because we were seeing what was happening with childhood obesity. The diabetic side, again, obesity related, it will break us financially. And we all have seen the new attention, the tremendous attention that you can't, again, if you don't see a drug commercial on television, you see a diet commercial. So the idea of the new medicine, again, is of making a big deal out of reducing stress. There's a million ways. The idea that you could talk to your children about the importance, or talk to yourself, talk in the mirror, or your parents about the importance of the mental, I call it again, the mental game. Whether I'm talking to psychiatrists or psychologists, again, I just mentioned Robert Andrews, a mental trainer. Again, so important in so many ways. Hey, Rose, you want to know if bunions are inherited? The foot type that develops bunions can be inherited. We used to do surgery on grandma, 75 years old, her daughter, 48 years old, and her daughter was developing trouble. So, yes, foot type is inherited. Again, the 45-year-old Bill, weekend warrior, wants to know about the two exercises. Yes, Bill, include strengthening your feet and ankles. Strengthen your feet and ankles routinely. Learn rubber bands. Do some tilt board on Bosu, sand dune stepper. Number two, work on balance, everybody, regardless of what you're doing. So those are the two exercise concepts, Bill. Strengthen your feet and ankles. Work on balance. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, our friends at BBS. See you next week, the Sports Doctors.